From the Sunday Business Post, I'm Ian Guider, and this is The Briefing. Coming up this week, did NAMA have a site for the National Maternity Hospital rejected? What impact will Donald Trump's tax plans have on Ireland? And Tesla has come to this country, do you want to own an electric car? It's week 17. The big story of the week is the ongoing controversy surrounding the location of the National Maternity Hospital. Did NAMA block a deal that would have seen a site for the hospital not owned by the Sisters of Charity? Well, to discuss this issue and everything else that's been happening this week, I'm joined by Mary Regan, our political writer, and the well-known journalist and broadcaster, Jonathan Healy. Gentlemen and ladies, you're both very welcome. Mary, I want to start with you. We've been writing about this story for some time now. What happened to this alternative site in South Dublin that could have been given over for a new hospital?
Yeah, it appeared that if this process had maybe played out differently, we wouldn't be in the controversy we're now finding ourselves in. Because as the Sunday Business Post reported on Sunday, NAMA had offered a site to the government for the National Maternity Hospital back in 2010. And this would have allowed the government to build the National Maternity Hospital beside St. Vincent's Hospital, the location that's currently being looked at. And it would have remained on state land in its current ownership, and it would not have been handed over to the ownership of St. Vincent's or to the Sisters of Charity. When that offer was made, the government accepted NAMA's offer. It was delighted with it, and it started to proceed with looking at submitting its planning. And also discussions took place between NAMA, the Department of Finance, the Department of Health, the HSE and the hospital on this issue. So it looked like it was all systems go. However, the IDA had made a similar application to use the same site. And as it turned out, the IDA case was accepted by NAMA, and NAMA withdrew the offer, meaning the government didn't have this site to build the hospital on, meaning they had to turn to St. Vincent's and the Sisters of Charity to seek location.
Surely, Mary, if NAMA were looking around their own land banks to find out if they had sites available, we could have gone back to them and say, look, what else do you have in your portfolio rather than relying on St. Vincent's?
Yeah, but I think this was a very suitable location. It was right beside St. Vincent's Hospital. It was being offered to the government for $40 million, which would seem like a steal at this point. And the point of the location was, you know, it was beside St. Vincent's. The maternity hospital would have been co-located with an acute hospital, which is something that the management in the National Maternity Hospital say is absolutely necessary. It's in line with international best practice. You know, would mean that patients wouldn't have to be brought distances across the city in ambulances if they needed care. So this was the most suitable location. It was right beside St. Vincent's.
Jonathan, the site is the site now. How do the government extricate themselves from the controversy?
I don't think they can extricate themselves because they're in the middle of it. They've realised now that they've backed arguably the right pony in the wrong place, that they have the hospital in the right location for co-location, but now they've done a deal that if they back out from now is going to delay the project for a significant period of time. In fact, they might have to look at a different site, a different co-location site, if they want to build this hospital. So what I find fascinating about the whole thing, Ian, is that they didn't see this coming, that this was part of a detailed negotiation that went on. You had mediation. You had Kieran Mulvey, one of the best mediators in the country, that went in, thrashed all of this out, all the best people with the eye on clinical governance and the effectiveness of this hospital, and nobody seemed to raise a single heckle about ownership at the end of it until such time as it appeared in not one but two newspapers, and then all hell broke loose.
Yeah, Mary, has Simon Harris been undone by the politics of this, not looking about the public attitude towards the Sisters of Charity? Lots of people have been looking at their past and their track record. What is Simon Harris? How did he get himself involved in this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not just Simon Harris. It's successive government ministers. And you'd have to wonder why. Simon Harris is saying at this stage that he'll come back at the end of May to Cabinet and to the Irish people with a plan that he thinks will be acceptable. But you'd have to wonder why at this 11th hour it's come to this, given that this was a project that was first discussed back in 2001. That's six health ministers ago. The government finally approved this plan in 2012. So you'd have to wonder why it's come to this at this stage. Now, what happened was this was announced in November. The agreement had been reached between St. Vincent's and Holles Street. And I think Simon Harris had come into office as a new health minister back in May, and he just wanted to get this done, and he wanted to get it done quickly. And he asked Kieran Mulvey to look at this, and he gave him 6 months. So I think this was at the time a political win for Simon Harris, an early political win during his term as health minister, but I think he might have acted with too much haste.
But something that they didn't expect, they didn't see coming, and they didn't calculate was Tuam. Tuam changed the attitude of a significant body of people in this country completely against the Catholic Church in a way that existed before but was focused a lot more after we found out what had happened. So therefore, anything to do with nuns, anything to do with state ownership, the idea of giving a maternity hospital to an order of nuns stood in contrast with what had happened in Tuam. And that's why we had this massive push, this social media, I don't know what you could describe it as, mob, angry group, people who were so opposed to this that they couldn't see, to use temperate language, for most of it. And that's where Simon Harris ran into the mud. He didn't see that coming, because the nuns might... There was 266 million poured into the Mater Hospital in Dublin. There wasn't as much as a heckle. And that's run by the Sisters of Mercy, trying to do something for the Sisters of Charity on the other side of the city in the current environment. And this is what happens.
Mary, the row has now moved on to the board of Holles Street itself. And the two people, arguably the two finest people in medicine in Ireland, Dr. Rona Mahony, Dr. Peter Boylan, are at odds.
Yeah, this is a very interesting dynamic, because the two of them would have worked, you know, closely together in the past. They appeared in the Oireachtas when the legislation on protection of life during pregnancy bill was being passed through at that time. And they're, interestingly, their brother and sister-in-law. And they now find themselves at odds after Peter Boylan came out very strongly last week against this decision. He is a board member. He's a former master of the National Maternity Hospital. And he is strongly of the view that there will not be full clinical autonomy for doctors and midwives, you know, under the new ownership and the new location. However, Rona Mahony is strongly of the view that, you know, this needs to get done. The current city centre location is not up to scratch from a, you know, infrastructure point of view, from a safety point of view. And she believes that his intervention is against the kind of best governance for the board. And she's calling on him to resign. He is resisting that. And it's likely to make for an interesting meeting when the board meets this evening.
Jonathan, the row was bad last week. It's even worse this week. How does it calm down? Who has to back down here?
Well, you see, I think that it'll be very interesting to see what happens to Peter Boylan. If they follow through on asking for his resignation and he chooses not to resign, what does the board do in that scenario? Do they seek his removal? If they remove him, they run the risk of creating a public anger that's more than what's there now, that is ultimately fatal to the project. What I thought was interesting is the St. Vincent's change of heart last night, that they've come out and said, no, it will be completely clinically independent. We will have nothing to do with it. There will be no church ethos. The problem is nobody trusts that. And I think it's really interesting that Rona Mahony, who was trusted implicitly by a lot of the people complaining now when she was arguing during the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Bill for the law to be changed, and that was successful and people lauded her, the same doctor, exactly the same doctor with the same principles and the same belief system, comes out now and asks people to trust her, and they don't. And I think that is a problem that we have to examine. If that's how we're going to engage in public discourse in this country, are we ever going to build another hospital? Are we ever going to do anything that will serve the future generations, not just ours?
Yeah, Mary, I mean, we have also got the National Children's Hospital going to get its go-ahead in the next few days.
Very conveniently being rolled out during all of this, by the way.
Are we going to be looking at delays now at the maternity hospital because of this row?
Absolutely. And, I think before this row broke out, the plan was, you know, going ahead. The government was submitting its planning permission and it was all systems go. This has now held it up. And I think the longer it goes on, firstly, there will not be a suitable location for the hospital, and it's likely that women and patients will suffer as a result. And the other thing is the costs of this project are going to increase the longer this goes on. So I think, yeah, this will lead to, I suppose, a significant delay for the project all around.
Mary, Jonathan, thank you very much.